Hello, this is Blue Sky Radio's Kevin Furnio, here with another community call-out catch-up. This time around, I've been joined by Charity Development Officer for Project Indie, Alan Crossley. Hello, Alan.
Hello, Kevin.
Good to have you with us. Thank you for your time. For anybody who's never come across Project Indie, what are you guys all about? What is it you do exactly?
Essentially, we support anyone from the age of five up with a special educational need or learning disability. Across a number of projects, that's what we do. We provide safe spaces of community for those people across a number of different projects.
And what is the area that you cover? Because I'm aware of Project Indie and the work you do in Sneed Green, but since we last spoke to you, you've grown a little bit.
That's right. So we obviously have our hub, which is the Indie Club in Sneed Green. That's a very vibrant and joyful place, as you well know. But we have spread our wings a little. We now have a kind of administrative office at the Dudson Centre, but we're also now running groups in Clayton at Clayton Sports Centre and in Stafford at Holmcroft Youth and Community Centre. They run on a Tuesday, those community groups now. The morning 10 till 12 is the Stafford group, and the afternoon 1 till 3 is down at Clayton Sports Centre.
The community group that you're now running in Clayton, the community group you're now running in Stafford, alongside the regular work that you're doing at your main hub at Sneed Green, that says to me you're doing something right here. Your work, the support that you're giving, it's in demand.
Absolutely. We're very lucky that we are building a great member base. We've got wonderful people who attend our groups. The way we run at Project Indie, we are all about championing inclusion, celebrating diversity. So we build our member groups, then they lead the way. Ultimately, they decide what we do, what activities we offer, and added to which, as you know, they love a party. So they're quite often quite demanding of that.
I think it's wonderful. I still have this mental image. The first time I met up with members of the team at Project Indie was at the Sneed Green Hub. And as I turned up there, parking the car, and there's this great human conga waltzing out the front door and around the side of the building. And I thought, this is a team that knows how to party. And I thought it was members of the staff, but it was actually those using the facilities and a Friday afternoon party that was being staged then.
That's right. That's it. That's a pretty average Friday afternoon for us at the Indie Club. So that's what we're trying to achieve now by spreading our wings out into the community. We're looking to provide those safe spaces, the fun, vibrant spaces for people with learning disabilities where they can come, feel safe, express themselves and meet with their peers and just work on improving their well-being across the board, physically, mentally and emotionally.
Just breaking this one down, Project Indie, for anybody who's not aware, Project Indie, inclusion and diversity, I'll be right in saying yes?
That's absolutely right, yes, that's our strapline. So I always get it the wrong way round, but it is championing inclusion, celebrating diversity.
I know this is quite a broad church that I'm about to bring you onto the subject of, but we've mentioned there inclusion, diversity. So what are the key services, breaking this one down, that you offer to people within the local community of Sneed Green, Clayton and now Stafford?
So at the Indie Club, it's grown greatly. So we offer an adult day provision, which now runs on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Friday. That's 9:30 till 3:30. There's no obligation to come for the whole day. You can break that day down to what suits you. We also run from the Indie Club a social evening on a Thursday night. That's from 4:30 till 8:30, and that's where the party really goes off. We have live music, we have bands, we have DJs, discos, karaoke, bingo. So added to that, on a Thursday afternoon, three portions of the year, we run a 12-week life skills program for adults with learning disabilities. So that's a good grasp of the adult services at the Indie Club. Added to that, we provide a lot of support for children with special educational needs and disabilities. We run in term time a children's group, two children's groups in fact, one on a Tuesday evening from 4:30 till 7:30, one on a Wednesday evening, 4:30 till 6:30. So they're two different age groups. I'll get this the right way around. So it's the seniors, which is high school age, on the Tuesday, juniors, which is junior school age up to year seven on the Wednesday. So added to that, obviously, we have now grown. What we're looking to try and do for the adults is replicate what we offer at the Indie Club out in the community. So we are running that group. Firstly, we started up at Clayton. We have new members attending there and it's gathering pace. With that growing, we've now extended out into Stafford. So we are looking to gather new members there who can obviously benefit from all the great people who attend our services and all the fun that's available.
Early days for the Stafford group. We've mentioned Clayton and, of course, the Rocksteady Sneed Green team. If we do have listeners to Blue Sky Radio in any of those areas who are hearing what's going out here, this interview that we're doing, Alan, if they're thinking, actually, Project Indie, this could be useful for a member of my family, how do we get in touch? How do we find out more?
We have the website. We're fortunate that's projectindie.org.uk. We can make inquiries through that website. That's quite an easy process. They'll come into the team and be directed to the appropriate person. If you want to just make a phone call, you can call us at the Indie Club. The number there is 01782 212 000.
There is no excuse if it's a case of wanting to access the services offered by Project Indie, and I can only recommend and encourage you do that. They're a great team, a great bunch. And I think, as an outsider, on the outside looking in, the reason I think the success of Project Indie is that you guys have constantly got an ear to the community and what it is they want. I know you're running different courses, there are different groups throughout the week, throughout the month, but you're constantly keen to listen to what's said and what is asked of you and then acting as a result, yeah?
Absolutely, yes. So with all programmes, we have a monthly calendar which is refreshed every month. We take on board the feedback of the people using the service. And then building that calendar each month, we try and create a real variety there. So there are activities that will cater for all. There are activities that will cater for all areas of well-being as well within that. So yes, that's something we really try and strive to.
Just give me a taster of some of the activities, some of the groups that you run, be it at Sneed Green, be it at Clayton, or the new centre now that you have in Stafford.
So the variety is amazing, really. So we have anything from just traditional craft sessions, and even when I say that, we have external providers come in and do those sessions for us, and they run really exciting projects which get the guys involved. But then added to that, we have some days Bollywood dancing, we have Taekwondo, we have a regular dance session where you see the conga. We work in conjunction with other charitable projects, so we've had some of our members be filmmakers and interviewers. We've done pottery projects. The list really is endless. So
what again is wonderful about Project Indie, as we've mentioned, their inclusion and diversity. A lot of the students that you're helping and you're supporting, you're also supporting members of their family because they get a little bit of time out, don't they, for all the right reasons.
Absolutely, that's right. And added to that, we regularly run events where we'll have family members in attendance. That's particularly the case for the children's groups. The children's groups that run, a lot of the children will come along with the parents, and it provides a lot of peer support for them where they have children that could potentially present some challenge beyond that of the average parent. So yeah, there is that. It's the respite is a huge factor for the families, but I think quite a lot of the families like to try and get involved in the activities as well, to be fair.
It's the partying, it's the conga that you can get to do, certainly so at Sneed Green. Your role within Project Indie, as I've already mentioned, Charity Development Officer. As the Charity Development Officer, that nicely brings me to Project Indie and the fact that you are a charity. So how do you set about funding the great work that you do? Can't be easy this day and age.
No, it's not easy at all. As a charity, like most, we look to get revenue any which way we can. We are fortunate that we've secured a number of grants. As our services have grown, we have managed to get tenders for regular services. We do traditional fundraising. We also have regular community events where we open the centre of the Indie Club up to the community and provide a variety of activities where people can come along, their ticketed events, or all the proceeds of that go into the charity. We try to be creative. We are fortunate enough to be supported by a local special needs college and running a vintage store, so any donations we have, we sell there. We have some regular donations from businesses. We're very fortunate in a way. As we grow, we are getting more and more revenue incoming from guys in different ways, really. In addition to that, it is a former community centre, so we do hire out the centre at weekends for private parties and children's events. That's another way to help involve the community and open their eyes to what it is we're doing there. Yeah, a very, very long answer to the question, but ultimately, yes, any which way we can.
I know a lot of listeners to Blue Sky Radio might be thinking, you'll be applying for one grant or another, but there's no guarantees with any of the applications that you make. So continued success. The support that you get in funding for the wonderful work done by Project Indie. The special needs students that you work with lead me to another question here, that of volunteers for Project Indie. Now, if you're working with special needs students, somebody listening to Blue Sky Radio right now thinking, oh, I'd like to volunteer. This sounds like a great group. I have a few hours going spare during the course of the week. But if it's a case of working with children with special needs or young people with special needs, does that mean to say I need to be qualified to the hilt? Does that mean to say you're even looking for volunteers in the first place?
We are always looking for volunteers, as we are very fortunate that we have a great volunteer team with us. Their backgrounds vary entirely, so it isn't necessarily the case that you've got to have experience of working with the member group that we support. All you need to do is bring enthusiasm, and obviously there are a lot of soft skills required. Understandably, because of the people we support, we do have to vet our volunteers, so everyone would be subject to some checks, like DBS checks and an interview process. But it's not a scary one. It's generally with me, and I'm usually quite kind. But yeah, if anyone is looking to get involved, if they again try and find us through the website or make a call to the Indie Club, we can certainly have a discussion. It's a fantastic way, if you are considering work in our world, to come and just meet some of our wonderful members and just get to know them and the ways they communicate.
I have to say, having met several members of the team at Project Indie, it's immensely rewarding if you want to consider volunteering your time. And again, coming back to the idea of working with special needs students, thinking that you might necessarily have to be qualified to the hilt, the only qualification you need is life experience, would I be right in saying?
Absolutely, yeah. If you have the ability to communicate and make someone feel comfortable, you're the right person. And there are a lot of people out there who have that skill. There's a lot of people who are probably a little bit nervous about meeting people with learning disabilities for the first time, which is totally understandable, but ultimately that's what we stand for as a charity, as building that inclusion and helping people understand better the member group that we support.
Well, I have to say, it's amazing the work that you and other members of the team at Project Indie do. It's the enthusiasm. It's just it's just somehow addictive for all the right reasons. If you would like to volunteer your services, if you do have a few hours going begging, and if you're suddenly thinking to yourself, and what you've heard from Alan, it's definitely Project Indie that I want to be involved in. Just remind us again the contact details, Alan.
Again, it's projectindie.org.uk. You can email if you would prefer. So the email addresses are very simple. So mine is Alan, it's A-L-A-N, @projectindie.org.uk. Then there is the telephone number as well, which is 01782 212 000.
keep growing, keep doing the amazing work that you and the team do, and I look forward to doing another conga next time I'm heading in the direction of Sneed Green. Alan, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for inviting us.